to me, a lot of what has happened, not that we can turn back the hands of time, but when you would hear great music that we all still resonate with, you know, when you hear, whether it be Hendrix or Cream, or whether it be, you know, early Poco records for country stuff, or, you know, or those Buck Owens records of the, you know, the 60s, and I mean, or, you know, or, you know, those Frank Sinatra sessions from, you know, the RCA day, or for the Capitol days, or whatever, you can pick out and almost be able to say, I mean, it's obvious in some of those things I mentioned, you know, whether it be Hendrix or whatever, you know, when it's Mitch Mitchell playing drums, you just know, wow. You know, or you heard records even in the heyday of the session player in the 70s. I always knew when Jim Gordon was the drummer on a song, or Jeff Beccaro, or you know, Jim Keltner still to this day, or, you know, a few people who were, where the musicians were actually artists. You actually knew who they were, as opposed to, it's become, you know, and a lot of that happened in the, you know, late 80s when I first was in L.A. doing sessions. We, you know, it was the heyday of the drum machine and new wave music, you know, and it was all, we were all going, oh, well, I have to play perfectly with the click or perfectly with this, you know. And then, of course, loops and that kind of stuff followed. But I just really believe that there's, you know, a need for personality in your playing, you know, whatever you play.
Right.
And if you can do those things, it's still professionally, not, you know, obviously get in the way of what the song is or the singer's delivery, but yet have some kind of character to it. I still think that's why some of the music that we, you know, that's a lot of music we're exposed to these days doesn't have much staying power, because, you know, there's nothing to it other than just the delivery of those, you know, of a lyric and a groove for, you know, and it's a passing thing. In the past, you could listen to each individual part of a classic record and go, oh man, listen to what, you know, what he's doing on this song, you know, and listen to what, and I think that transcended just musicians. I think that fans of music still had a passion for it because they could sense all that humanity, you know. There was a lot more of that human touch to those recordings. So, I don't know, that's probably an esoteric meandering, but I really believe, I that's one of my driving passions still is, you know, I just think it just has, there's a lot of power in music, and if we recognize that, it does. I mean, it can, you know, it can change a lot of things, and at least in people's sort of attitudes, whether it be just, you know, for 5 minutes while they're driving in their car and they've been having a bad day, but all of a sudden, you know, some song comes on and it just kind of, it sort of lifts you out of, you know, where you are for a moment, and kind of gives, you know, glimmers of hope sometimes. And I think that came about because people were really, you know, you could sense the humanity in how each musician played. And so, I try and preach that somewhat to guys who are asking me, you know, what do you say? I just think if you have that X factor in you, it generally will somehow rise to the top.
Well, I know right now you're out in North Dakota on tour. Is there anything coming up in your near future here you want to talk about or promote? Anything that you want folks to know about? Any shows you got coming up around town, or any new music you're making, or anything like that?
Well, I am. I've been actually playing in town some live with a group with Al Perkins, who's one of the classic names of the music business, who's played with everybody from the Stones to Emmylou Harris, and he and myself, and then Christine Arnold, who's 50% of the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. I've got this just for fun. It's like a classic, you know, R&B and rock stuff band called the High Power Band, and we've been playing around Nashville, Franklin, and Nashville, and so that's some of the, you know, that's certainly been fun, and is a great thing. Reese Winans has been playing with us some. But I'm mainly just kind of been really sort of, you know, starting to focus more on producing and, you know, still writing and stuff. But I've been, you know, trying to sort of start, you know, getting involved in other artists' work and, you know, trying to, you know, spread that, you know, vision of who I am as well, besides drummer and, you know, Highway 101 guy Yeah, so I just I'm kind of involved right now, like I said, on this project where I'm writing and producing music for this television show, which I guess will be up and running. It's sort of as we speak, so I'll maybe I should hold off. I think the show is going to be called Notorious Conversations.
Wow.
And that will all be quite involved in, at least a. You know how this is. Until things are really rolling, you're always even reticent to talk about it. But
I do understand. Well, listen, I appreciate you doing this, man. I really do.